Tarred Healing aims to tell the story of Black Chapel Hill residents and reflect their checkered emotions and relationships with the university. The 13 photos include a mix of artistic renderings of campus features, candid photos of campus protests, and portraits of community members. After being commissioned by the Stone Center to create the photo gallery, Cornell Watson said the partnership suffered after the center leadership asked for some photos to be excluded. The dispute caused the exhibit to be delayed, and even more disagreement arose after Watson submitted the photos to the Washington Post. The newspaper published the project in full before it opened at the Stone Center, and once UNC faculty found out, they chose to cancel their in-person display entirely. Watson told 97.9 The Hill that he still believes publishing just part of the exhibit would have been giving into a level of censorship, and he's grateful that people have been able to see the full project.
It's no different than if a writer puts a book together with 10 chapters and you take away 3 chapters. It's not the same book that person wrote. And that was the same thing with this story. Taking away certain aspects, taking away student demonstration, fight, resiliency, taking away systems of oppression that Black people face takes away from that full completeness of the story.
Watson said shortly after the story of UNC's cancellation was shared, the National Civil Rights Museum reached out to him about Tarred Healing. The group expressed interest in having it on display at its home in Memphis, Tennessee, where the hotel Martin Luther King Jr. was murdered has since been turned into several exhibits. Watson agreed, but on one condition, that the photo series first was displayed at the Chapel Hill Public Library, which had also offered hosting an exhibition. The photography artist said he wanted to ensure Tarred Healing was shown in town because he wanted to spark community discussion in the places the project depicts. And the response was impressive.
There ended up being like 200 plus comment cards that were left just at the Chapel Hill Library about the exhibition, which is just powerful in and of itself. But so many people felt informed. A lot of people had no idea about some of the stories. Black people felt seen and heard, and just a wide range of like different comments that were left.
The new display of Tarred Healing at the National Civil Rights Museum builds on the project's initial vision. Watson described the creative process of building the atmosphere for the photos. There's a description of the project's history and cancellation, with Carolina blue lighting in the room, and even a detailed history of the Tar Heel nickname itself, helping provide visitors with context.
At the museum, it feels very immersive. So instead of the photos being on the walls, they sit on top of barricades, which is a play on the barricades that were surrounding the Unsung Founders Memorial when I took the photo of the Unsung Founders the day after the white supremacists went there and sat on it and were desecrating it. They also built a replica of the base of Silent Sam, which sits inside of the barricade area. And all of the photos are 40 by 60. So when you enter into the space, like everything is in your face.
After private screenings on January 14th and 15th, the exhibition opened to the public on one of the museum's busiest days, Martin Luther King Jr. Day. Watson said seeing approximately 4,000 people pass through his exhibit, with some standing in the room long enough to be shooed away to make room for incoming visitors, was a surreal experience. Despite Tarred Healing's local ties and distinct story, Watson said he believes people see themselves in the photos no matter their background.
These Black stories and the things that they have to persevere through are not unique. There's a story of environmental racism in almost every Black community's backyard. There's a story of Confederate monuments in like almost every single Black community backyard. Like there's stories of young Black people that are leading movements in every single Black community. I think people get to see themselves in this story and at the same time get to know more specifically about the Chapel Hill Black community.
Tarred Healing will be on display at the National Civil Rights Museum through March 20th. For 97.9 The Hill, I'm Brighton McConnell.